This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jerry Thomas, appellant versus Collins and Herman, Inkagers, and State of Missouri, Second Injury Fund respondents, decided March 18th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Jerry Thomas, number ED12795, appellant, appeal from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission versus Collins and Herman, Inks, and State of Missouri, Second Injury Fund, respondents, filed March 18th, 2025. Introduction, Jerry Thomas, claimant, appeals the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission's, the Commission, decision reversing the administrative law judges, the ALJ, award of permanent and total disability and PTD benefits against the Second Injury Fund, the fund. Claimant raises 3 points on appeal. In point E, claimant argues the commission erred in finding his prior right knee. Disability was not a direct result of a prior compensable injury as defined in section 287.020. 1. In point 2, claimant argues the commission erred in denying him PTD benefits when it found his prior knee disabilities did not reach the 50-week threshold to qualify under section 287.2, 220.3, 2AA. In point 3, claimant argues the commission's decision denying him PTD benefits left him without a remedy. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. This court holds claimant did not meet his burden of demonstrating his right knee disability was a compensable injury as defined in section 287.020. Point Y is denied because claimant's experts improperly incorporated his non-qualifying pre-existing right knee disability into their PTD opinions. It is immaterial whether his pre-existing disabilities met the 50-week threshold to qualify for fund benefits. Point 2 is denied because claimant did not raise to the ALJ or the commission the legal assertion he would be left without a remedy if fund liability were denied despite being permanently and totally disabled. His claim is not preserved for appellate review. Point 3 is denied. The commission's decision is affirmed. Factual and procedural history: claimant worked as a laborer his entire life. In 1993, claimant sustained a right knee injury in Des Moines, Iowa, when he slipped on ice while at work at Iowa Power and Light. Claimant reported the injury to his employer, received medical treatment, including surgery, and was paid for his time off. Claimant returned to work after 8 weeks with no restrictions. Claimant did not seek a workers' compensation settlement with his employer for this injury. In 1994, claimant injured his left knee while working in Missouri. Claimant reported the injury to his employer, received medical treatment, had surgery to repair a torn meniscus, and was paid for his time off. Claimant returned to work after 8 weeks with no restrictions. Claimant sought workers' compensation for this injury. Claimant, his employer, and the fund entered into a stipulation for compromise settlement. The parties agreed claimant's left knee injury resulted in 25% permanent partial disability, PPD, payable by his employer. The settlement stated the fund was liable for the pre-existing disability to his right knee at 25% PPD with a 15% loading factor. 3. Claimant continued to work as a union laborer for the next 20 years without work restrictions. He experienced increasing bilateral knee complaints, but he pushed through, even though work was more difficult due to these injuries. Claimant explained his knees slowed him down, he took medication daily, he received cortisone shots, and sometimes he wore knee braces. Claimant's treating physicians diagnosed him with general osteoarthrosis and severe crepitus. They opined he needed total knee replacements at some point, but told him surgery should be delayed, given his relatively young age. In 2015, claimant was performing heavy construction work for Collins and Herman, Inc., employer. On November 25, 2015, claimant and his coworkers were placing a tarp over a transformer when a coworker snapped the tarp, which tore claimant's left rotator cuff. Dr. R.H., an orthopedic surgeon, repaired the tear. Dr. R.H. released claimant from treatment in May 2016, finding him at maximum medical improvement, MMI, and stated he could return to work without restrictions. Claimant returned to work, but was placed on light duty. claimant was terminated from his employment in July 2016 and has not worked since then. Because of ongoing shoulder complaints, claimant sought another opinion from a different authorized treating doctor. A second orthopedic surgeon, Dr. W.F., conducted an independent medical examination in March 2017. Dr. W.F. recommended physical therapy and work hardening, which claimant completed. Dr. W.F. released claimant from treatment in June 2017, found he had reached MMI, and stated he could return to work without restrictions. Claimant sought workers' compensation.